Go big or go home.
And I took this from somebody's office. They're literally in there. I just went and unplugged it and brought it. So
hey, I need to borrow this real quick.
I know. I'll return it back and give me a while. I'll return it back. But oh my god,
so Gino's sitting over sweating right now.
Sorry about that, Gino. I took his number one fan.
Too many jokes we can do with that.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. So yeah, we'll just stop there because I already, it's bad. We're like too many jokes. The ones that I thought will probably get this video banned. So yeah, we won't sell those jokes. Welcome everybody to Zia Comic Weekly, where we get ready to nerd out for the next half hour. And joining us, we have the con promoter, everybody. What are you promoting?
Cons.
Oh my gosh, it's here, man, this weekend. Yeah. If you have not heard about Las Cruces Comic Con by now, definitely haven't driven a car
under a rock.
You haven't, you know, walked outside, you know, you haven't been anywhere in the last 30 to 60 days because it's everywhere right now.
Yeah, we spent a lot on advertising. We want everybody to know.
Oh man, and it's a big one, man. You guys went big this year, and talk to me. Are we ready to go for this weekend?
Well, later today we're going over and walking the convention center. The setup's pretty much done. We're just going to go make sure everything is as it should be because we're using the whole convention center this time. And we want to make sure there's no issues when vendors come set up. They're like, hey, man, where's my booth?
Oh, man, it's already here. You guys have probably heard us talk about it on our group of radio stations. And some of the guests that we've had join us on the airwaves over the last couple of weeks, man. It's been awesome. And I can't believe it, man. It's already here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always that kind of calm before the storm. Because I'm always thinking, did I forget something? Did I plan for everything? You know, and usually it goes pretty smooth. And, you know, Sunday night, I'm either going to be smiling in the lobby or crying in the back room.
All right. We're hoping for smiling. That's what we're hoping for. We want smiling, not crying. Crossing
fingers.
From last year to this year, of course, like you said, it's the whole convention center. So you guys are definitely in for a treat. The guest, it's just, man, I tell you, I can't stress this enough. You got something for everybody, man, for this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen a few people complain that, you know, oh, you didn't get any A-list people. Dude, this is Las Cruces, and I can't afford Tom Holland.
Tom Holland's on strike right now, okay?
Yeah, so. Well, they can still do cons. They just can't talk about any struck work.
that is true, huh? That was part of the agreement. They can't talk about any projects. But no, man, I mentioned this last week, man. I mean, with Honky Tonk Man, for my wrestling fans out there, I mean, you guys are right now in a moment where Honky Tonk Man's name is being brought up a lot just because of, you know, his legendary career and kind of what's happening now. Like, don't be surprised if Honky Tonk Man shows up on a live event pretty soon. Like, I kind of see where that's going. So it's just like anything else, man. We're right there, is that you're about to see a lot of Honky Tonk Man in the next, you know, couple of weeks.
Yeah, his record might get broken, and that's good, because that guy, you know, after his heyday, he kind of just faded, and he hit the con scene hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad he's getting his due now.
Yeah. No, but I tell you, man, it's amazing, because like these moments where it's like, y'all don't realize, like, it's going to be like those that get their pictures and they get their stuff with him this weekend. You'll watch. Trust me. You're going to be like, oh, man, I'm so glad I got that, because I got it right at the moment where it's like this big highlight right now in wrestling. Yeah, so
that'll be an investment, because I'm sure it's, you know, if his record does get broken, or even if it doesn't, it's going to be. His name's in the news a lot more, like you said, so he's a lot more prominent, and his stuff is going to be more sought after.
And you got to think about it, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff, especially, I mean, you, when we first were, you know, the preliminary talks about this, I mean, you saw how crazy people around here got for Atreyu, and how everybody got sad when they talk about the horse scene. I mean, it's like, there's Atreyu. Oh, the poor horse.
Swamp of sadness.
I mean, but Yeah, man, there literally is going to be something for everyone. I mean, from the voice actors, you know, you got, you know, Raymond Gay in the house. You got, I don't have my list right in front of me, but it just, yeah, man, you got to set up nicely for this weekend of entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, there was somebody asking me, well, what comic artist are you bringing into this Comic Con? I was like, well, I don't know. How about Raymond Gay, Jay Photos, plus all the local guys who are coming? We got a lot of local talent who have booths here. So, I mean, you always get those. It's the naysayers, you know, the comic book men. They're always trying to say, well, if it's a Comic Con, it should just be all comic book stuff. No, it's evolved past that, man.
Come on, man. Y'all haven't seen, you know, the cons are the thing, man. I mean, it is a lifestyle. People go to these things and you're delivering for not just comic books, but just the lifestyle, man. And from superheroes to any adventure, it's all going to be there.
Yeah, it's more of a pop culture event anymore. It's just that name Comic-Con has stuck with it. So like I said, we try to get right. We have voice actors. We have wrestlers. We have movie actors. We have comic book artist. We have it all, man. We're trying to cater to everyone.
Can I throw a little behind the scenes just that people probably don't know about, just so people can kind of see, like, just we're pulling the curtain back, everybody. So, you know, when you know, we get these, you know, when these people are coming in, and you know, we mentioned, you know, Troy and I are talking about, hey, can we get some of the people that are going to be on the bill to, you know, do radio? Man, did you deliver, man. Kudos to you, man, and your team. I mean, we had a whole schedule. You delivered, and it's tough, guys. By the way, it is very tough to sometimes to get people's schedules and to get them excited about it. But man, it seemed like everybody was stoked to be on and talk, and they were just so complimentary of just kind of what's being put together, man. So just kudos to you guys, man, because it's tough to get them like, hey, do you guys want to do radio? And they're like, oh, what time do I have to get up? Oh,
can I call in? Can I do this? Oh, wait a minute. I got called to set. Hold on. It's you're shooting through the spokes trying to get these things scheduled.
Yeah. And you sent out the bat signal. There you go. There's your comic reference, everybody. And man, it's just like next thing you know, it's bam. This person wants to jump on. Bam. Here we go. Hey, I got this person on Wednesday. I got this. Oh man, it was awesome. So kudos to you, man. It was awesome. And I know everybody here was excited. I tell you, Daniel Baugh just had me just cracking up, man. I mean, when you can have a conversation after the interview, that's always the best interview. Sometimes you're like, man, I should have left it on record. But I mean, those are just the conversations that I don't think folks don't really understand. But man, it's going to be a good time, man.
Yeah. And Daniel Ball has local ties too.
Yeah.
So he's a New Mexico boy.
Hey, if y'all showing up and you see him, make sure y'all take him some Mexican food. All right. He's already established that it was green all the way. So we didn't have
to ask him that
question. Yeah, he knew. I was like, yeah, you went with the right one. So, but it's crazy though. Because like his story. Okay. So he has fam in Albuquerque, but this is the first New Mexico event that he's doing. It's not even in Albuquerque. It's here in Las Cruces.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you guys should jump on that. His character right now is so hot. Jinbei. Well, he does a couple different characters, but Jinbei is his main one. Dude, that character is just so popular right now.
And just like how we said about Honky Tonk, man, this is another character. He even said on there, man, he's like, this character's changed my life. It's changed my life completely. Just how popular, and the popularity just continues to rise the more he does.
Yeah, he's relatively new to the scene. So you're probably going to see him a lot more in the near future.
Yeah, so guys, get your tickets. What are we looking like right now as far as tickets? They still go online. They're going to have to wait in line and get them at the door. What we got?
You can get them online. They're still available online. Probably will be up until day of, and then we'll turn off the online. There's still a handful of VIP stuff left, and I can't stress it enough. VIP is your best bet for the value. Because you're getting a free photo op, the t-shirt, the swag bag, the water tumbler, the enamel pin, the VIP badge, the lanyard, frontline access, preferred seating at the panels. There's just so much that the VIP, it's worth it, man. If you haven't gotten your VIP, you might want to check into that.
Yeah.
But they will be available at the door, too.
Yeah. So, you guys, these a really good deal. I mean, you can't beat the deal. I mean, he mentioned all that you guys are getting with the VIP and the photo alone, man. That's the thing that's so cool is that you're getting a photo op with VIP.
Yeah, that's a $30 or $40 value right there.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much paying the price of the ticket.
If you buy your tickets in advance, you don't have to wait in that buy line. You can come straight through to the checkout line. And if you saw the lines last year, people were waiting out there for a little while. It was a long line.
Yeah, man. So y'all get your tickets now. Make sure you guys beat the lines. Get in. What are some things that people need to know before they head out this weekend to Comic-Con? What are some things that we need to let you know, our viewers and our listeners know before they head out this weekend?
Well, just like every venue, the convention center is not going to let you bring in outside food or drink, but you can bring in a refillable water bottle, which is part of the VIP package.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you don't, we'll be selling them also for, I think, $5. You can buy one, take it to the water fountain, fill it up. I use them all the time, and it's great, man. Other than that, you know, you might, if you didn't get your tickets in advance, I'm sorry, you might have to wait in line at the door, because this is a walk-up town. Everybody waits to the last minute. And there was a big line last year. This year, we went in, I think that's the, I'm bad with directions, the near the hotel. I think that's the south end.
Yeah.
We used that entrance. We're not using that entrance this year. It's going to be the regular entrance through the ballroom. We're forcing people in through the ballroom. And then you come out into the lobby there, the pre-function area in the lobby. You go down the hallway. There'll be vendors there, too. And then into the exhibit hall where your other vendors and celebrities are at.
Nice, nice. So you guys got definitely we saw it last week. Remember, you had the map and you were showing us.
Yeah.
It wasn't just squares and circles, everybody. That was the map. Even though people are like, wow, he really is bad at Tetris. Yeah. What is he doing? You know, that was the layout. No, that's good, because I think oftentimes now with, you know, there being that other entrance on the other side, other events, people are like, well, do I go in this side or do I go in on that side? But no, it's going to be.
Follow the crowd. Be a lemming.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Do that and follow them. For those that are wondering, well, wait, what side? It's going to be the side that's right there at the corner of University and Espina. So you're going to be right there at that, right at that intersection. You'll be going in through that way. So, yeah, guys, go get your tickets. Check it out. It's going to be a great time. I am excited, man. And then with campus back in session, what best way to kick off your first weekend in town than good old Las Cruces Comic-Con?
Yeah, you got Thirsty Thursday tonight. Take care of that hangover on Friday, then come to the con on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, man, I was thinking the same thing, too. Party hard on Thursday, sleep it off on Friday, get ready for the weekend.
Yeah, or even if you got your tickets, Friday we're having a little meet and mingle at the Courtyard Marriott at our hotel over there.
Nice.
You know, any ticket holder, vendor, you're allowed to be there. All the featured guests are invited. We don't know how many are going to show up. Last year, we had a couple show up. You know, Ted DiBiase came out, Joe Staten, the cosplayer we had, they showed up. You know, they'll show up, hang out for a little while, and then they might go get something to eat and come back. And so you might get to see some of the celebrities before the con even starts at the meet angle.
Make sure you guys go and check it out this week, and it is going to be a blast. Las Cruces Convention Center, and like we said, LasCrucesComicCon.com. Make sure you get your tickets and get them in advance, man. We can't stress that enough. Get them in advance. You just got that school money. Go ahead and get them in advance.
Yeah.
You already bought the books. You ready to go?
The books will always be there. Con's once a year.
Exactly. A con is a way of life. Make sure you guys prioritize, okay? Man, if my mom heard me say that. Yeah, you know, you don't need no books.
You're supposed to make bad financial decisions.
I did.
I still do.
Dude, me too. That's why I'm really to the point where I'm like, I need to be on an allowance at this point, because I see shiny things and I'm like, I think I need that. Why? For my office? Really? Do you need that for your office?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your inner magpie coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I tell you, in my office right now, I got a full-fledged photo of Phoenix Suns memorabilia that I probably didn't need, but it looked so nice. And
but I want it.
It looked good, and it looks good. I mean, but yeah, anyways. So shout out to the wife who loves me no matter what I spend money on. Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that could change.
Yeah, that could.
don't spend too much.
I have to. Date night, maybe something.
What do you want to do? We'll do what you want to do.
You know, you want to see a Barbie movie twice? Let's go see it twice. We'll do that. let's nerd out. Speaking of Barbie movie, obviously Margot Robbie is headed to the bank. $50 million is how much she is going to be making from this movie after the success of the Barbie movie.
Yeah, it's killing it, man. I think it hit on so many different things. And you know, I thought hope Hollywood doesn't take the wrong message from this and say, oh, we need more toy movies. It's not just that. It was also it spoke a lot to women, and it, you know, it shined a light on how bad dudes can be. And I mean, as long as you're not you know, toxic masculine, you'll enjoy it. I looked at it, I'm like, yeah, guys are that way.
Oh man, it's gonna be one of those where like, yeah, that, oh man, I apologize. I'm really sorry that
Yeah.
that's what's going on.
Yeah, you start seeing yourself in a lot of the things going on there, you're like, oh, I'm the problem.
You know, just kind of hearing rumblings around the office, you know, someone mentioned this today, and they actually mentioned it this morning. They said, you know, you're gonna like it or you're not gonna like it. With the Barbie movie, that's kind of what you're getting. Either it's gonna be, yep, this is one of the best movies, or nope, it's not. There's no in between when it comes to this movie. And I'm hearing a lot of people say that it's a great movie.
It's a good movie. I'm kind of indifferent toward it. I thought it was a good movie, but I wouldn't go watch it again. And if it was playing on TV, I might go past it because for me, it's one of those movies, once you know the whole storyline, it's just like, yeah, I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm waiting for it to stream. I mean, I'm really enjoying the fact that it's like, okay, when it gets to streaming and I don't have to pay for it because I already pay for a streaming service, I'm definitely gonna watch it. No, that's the plan for that one. But I've heard a lot of people say that it's really good. And I mean, I guess overall, just the you know, the person that's getting a lot of shine for this is obviously Michael Cera. You know,
Alan.
they're saying Alan was such a great character. I saw this interview with Michael Cera where his agent was like, yeah, they want you to play this guy named Alan, but it's, you know, they're going to be shooting overseas. And I told him, I don't think he's really interested. And he was just like, what? He's like, yes, I'm interested. Like, I guess he was taken back by, like, I guess they're his whoever was going to be like, no, he doesn't want to have to travel to London to film. And then meanwhile, it's like, he was like, no, I will travel to London. This is the Barbie movie. And look how well it worked out for him.
Yeah, his character is probably one of my favorites in the movie. And he
So,
holds his own against like five or six Kens.
oh my gosh.
He can
By
throw
the way,
down.
in this interview, it was throwing me off because Michael Cera had facial hair, and I'm just so used to see. Yeah, Troy, it was bad, man. I was like, wait, he's old? I'm just so used to seeing him from like Superbad and some of these other movies that he's done in the past that he's like looks like a little kid, and I'm like, wait, I think he's my age. So
I didn't know he could
cool.
physically grow hair on his
I
face.
didn't think that either. I was just like, well, it was a little patchy. Let's be for real. It was a little patchy.
Yeah, well,
So
I mean, I've got a couple patches too.
me too. Yeah, I can't grow the full beard the way that I would like to. So I can't have a nice Uncle Phil beard. It's just more, I look like Patches O'Houlihan. Just
I look homeless when I let it grow out too far. It gets all
Oh
nasty curly. I can't get it
yeah.
straightened and
Yeah, no, I don't know why. It just I wasn't blessed to have the perfect beard. Blue Beetle is come, you know, man, I really was thrown off. Blue Beetle comes out this weekend.
yeah, tomorrow, I think, as a matter of
Yeah,
fact.
tomorrow. I kept saying October for the longest time. It shows you how much I was paying attention.
Yeah, well, we're giving away some tickets at the trivia contest for Blue
Oh man.
Beetle, compliments of Allen Theaters.
There you go. There you go.
So.
So, Blue Beetle, what are our expectations for this? Because, you know, they kind of went and tell in at the very end when it comes to promotion, because obviously with the writer strike, you know, a lot of the stuff that they've been using is stuff that was, you know, pre-recorded, you know, back at the beginning of the year. So what do we think? Do we think it's getting its, you know, its justice when it comes to the promotion for this DC movie?
The early stuff I've seen, it's been getting really good reviews from the audience and critics. I usually don't care what critics say, but
Yeah.
it's the audience, and the audience has been giving it like high 80s. From everything I can see, it's going to be a good movie, in spite of George Lopez.
Maybe his
Yeah.
role isn't that big. I mean,
He's one of the family.
yeah.
He's like the uncle or something. So,
Yeah,
yeah, but
it's the
I
deal.
love the kid who does the Blue Beetle. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah,
Played
Cobra
Miguel
Kai.
on Cobra Kai.
Yeah. So I can't even, honestly, I see his name written down and I can't say it. I just go Miguel from Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that kid's going to be a breakout star here soon. I liked him in Cobra Kai. The previews, it looks good with him as Blue Beetle, Jaime Reyes. And supposedly, even though it's not based in El Paso, there's supposedly a bunch of like Easter eggs or references to El Paso because the character was born and raised there. Mm-hmm. So there was a little nod to El Paso. Maybe we'll notice those.
we'll have to pay attention. For those, Blue Beetle is out this weekend. I don't really see any other competition it going up against this weekend. I mean, if Barbie continues its dominance at the box office, it's going to be a little tough. I really had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles taking down Barbie in the box office, and it didn't even get close, man. Barbie is just a massive machine that is just, honestly, at this point, let's just call it, it's going to be movie of the year for 2023.
Yeah, and I heard Turtles was a good movie too, but Barbie's just stomping everybody that comes in. Maybe Blue Beetle will be the one to unseat Barbie.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think it's, I don't know. Maybe we need a different take. And I hope this is a different take on the superhero movie. It could be something that can definitely, you know, bring a different light. I mean, obviously from DC, we're used to the dark and very action packed and very serious of DC, that maybe they're doing something different. I mean, yes, George Lopez is in it, and not really a lot of fans of George Lopez these days. But maybe there's that little bit of, you know, comedic element. Maybe there's people that are going to see more comedy, and maybe, you know, obviously we're going to still get the action, but I don't know. I mean, I think this is a big role for Miguel, and I think this is what takes him to the next level. I mean, we could see him, you know, in bigger projects moving down the line.
Yeah, I'm going to age myself here, but it kind of reminds me of Greatest American Hero, if you ever watched that back in the day. And by your look, I can tell you did not.
No, I did not.
The dude, he comes across an alien super suit in a briefcase out in the desert, and it came with directions. And of course, something happens, and he lost the directions, so he didn't know how to work the suit. So it was a lot of comedy of him just trying to figure out what the suit could do and how he could use it. And I think this looks a lot like that.
It really does. Oh my God, the abuelita. A lot of the things that I've seen is she's definitely a lot of our grandmas. Like, she just has the you know, they're gonna feed you until you can't eat no more. They're gonna throw a chancla at you at some point. So I think that's where we're gonna get a lot of those El Paso references from. So
yeah, a lot of the Latino mannerisms and stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna definitely see that. You know what it is, though? I think a lot of people are like, if they don't reference Chico's Tacos, then is it really El Paso? No, I mean.
Yeah, not everybody likes Chico's Tacos.
I mean, there's so many other things going on in El Paso. But yeah, man, Blue Beetle, I hope it does really well. I really am. I'm rooting for DC to get a win, man, because The Flash really disappointed.
Yeah, it's I haven't seen it, but I know at the box office, it did not perform.
Yeah, and TikTok, y'all need to stop, because there obviously are some people that get a chance to see the early screenings, and some of them have already tried to spoil the teaser that's at the end credits. So yeah, I'm just trying to avoid that.
It should be streaming soon. I keep waiting.
Yeah. So we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Like, was it right for Blue Beetle to go straight to theaters, or should they have stuck with the Max? I mean, obviously preference for us. We would have loved it to just be streaming, but was this the right move for them?
I guess we're going to find out. I think you're going to see a lot more movies come to streaming sooner. I don't think they're ever going to get away from the first release theater thing, but run it in the theater for like a month and then put it on streaming. That's, for me, that's the perfect plan.
Yeah, I mean, I know they try to milk every last dollar they can. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting with, you mentioned family earlier, but, you know, Fast and Furious, it's like they made their money quick at the box office, and they weren't going to last that long because Guardians then came out. So they got their quick 2-week run at number one, and then it seemed by the end of May, they were already having it that you can purchase it online. So is it, like you said, do a quick run at the box office, and you know, this can go to all movies, but I think mainly talking about superhero movies, get it in your box office for a few weeks, then go to your streamers. Disney Plus has a perfect opportunity when you got a Guardians that does well, and then depending on how well it does or not at the box office, you take it to streaming immediately.
Yeah, because there's going to be people who are going to do both, watch it in the theaters and on streaming. But I think your subscriber numbers might get a boost if they know that, hey, you know, after 1 month, this is coming out on the streamer, so I'm gonna subscribe.
Especially because if you say you didn't have a Disney Plus and, you know, you've been keeping up with the Guardians of the Galaxy in theaters and you didn't get a chance for whatever reason may be, that may entice you to say, hey, it's coming out next month and stream. I'm going to go ahead and get Disney Plus and then get all this extra content that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, for me, there might be reasons we don't know about that they're not doing that. Probably legal stuff.
Yeah.
How do you pay the, but they're going to have to restructure contracts to take that in account.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. I mean, we saw what happened. I mean, Scarlett Johansson, man. I mean, just that whole deal was, I mean, if they would have planned it right, I mean, we probably could have seen a lot. And it probably could have been, like you said, the structure of how they go about doing these movies.
Yeah, they could have approached that better rather than just saying, oh, nope, we're only paying you for the box office. That's what we said. So, yeah, but you didn't mention streaming at that point. So. Yeah.
And also there was a pandemic going on and everyone was staying home. So can we renegotiate before you just say, hey, we're not gonna put it in theaters, we're just gonna stream it.
Yeah, but I would like to see them, you know, they can fix some kind of royalty off of the streaming as well, to pay these guys out. You know, pay them X amount for each time it's streamed or something. I would love to see a deal like that.
They gotta work something out. One of the movies I watched it again last night. I went back and watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because, you know, I was with you. I was like, it was good. I don't know. I went back and really with a watchful eye was watching it just kind of to see what was going on. And I am excited for what's going to come next. But I think I'm OK with a little bit of a break from the Guardians of the Galaxy because we obviously know the behind the scenes stuff. James Gunn is not coming back. Dave Bautista is not coming back. I don't think Mantis is going to come back either. I don't know, man. But I think if you give it some time and we take a break, maybe we'll be excited for, you know, whatever comes back. I would really like to explore more of the Rocket, you know, storyline, but I think we need a little bit of a Guardians break.
Or just have him do cameos in the other movies, something like that.
I think we'll see that down, but maybe it's time for us to just say, hey, it's not you, it's me.
You had a good run. Let's back burner this for a while.
You really did. I went back and I like I said, it was obviously distracted while I was watching it the first time, but the second time, man, it really tug at your heartstrings with the whole Rocket storyline.
Yeah. I mean, he has a real sad story. And I don't know if you noticed, but they positioned Cosmo to have a more prominent role as well, so maybe they're going to do Guardians with a, you know, that new lineup and try to run it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it could work. I mean, even if you go to I don't know, but I think Bradley Cooper probably won't say I'm not about to voice for a TV series. Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel, if y'all don't have enough I Am Groot at this point, come on, Disney. Like, I don't think you need to call him back to re-record that.
Well, at this point, you don't see him. Can't you get anybody to say, I am Groot?
You know what? I just thought about it. They had to bring him back because obviously he says something different in the movie. So he had another set of lines.
Yeah, he did have a different line. But even so, there's enough people that can make that voice. I mean, come on.
I am Groot. Done.
Wait for Groot to say family.
Oh, my God. If he would
have said family.
That, I love my family. My God. You know, I mean, you
and then drive off in an old Dodge Charger.
Oh, my God. The nerds would have lost their mind because then they would have probably somewhere out there on a TikTok would have combined Groot with Vin Diesel drag racing down Rio de Janeiro. And as they're driving up to, you know, Star-Lord, I don't know. They're just,
and then Jason Momoa, Aquaman, jumps out.
Oh, my gosh, man. There's a lot going on, man. I'm excited. Like I said, last week we talked a little bit about the streaming price increase. Man, to see Disney Plus going to have an increase?
Hulu went up, and I'm thinking, I don't like Hulu's interface, so I'm thinking maybe jumping back to YouTube TV and getting Disney on the side.
Yeah, YouTube TV, and we saw this earlier this week, With them now owning the NFL, having the rights to the NFL Network and the NFL Game Time and, you know, all the games, they said they're going to be throwing in 4 months of Max free if you get the NFL Network. And obviously, this is all YouTube, YouTube TV, but you would be able to get also the, you know, Max for free for 4 months.
Huh.
So I don't know how much the NFL, you know, package is, but is it going to be valued at the 4 months that I wouldn't have to spend money on?
Well, I know YouTube TV tells you, hey, share this with up to six people. We don't care. Up to six. You can share it.
I like that.
So, yeah, I mean, the rest of them are cutting back on that sharing. YouTube's like, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, just take it. Just take it. We don't mind.
Please.
Please. You want more? I'll give you more. Take more. Yeah, you're right, man, because I noticed that, you know, everyone is trying to adopt the whole Netflix. Like, hey, they're seeing an increase in, you know, hey, might as well do the same thing that Netflix is doing. So, man, well, it's
the
crazy.
One thing, Hulu, I got to finish watching this new series called Moving. It's kind of a superhero-based thing, but it's a Korean subtitled series.
Moving?
And it's actually really good, man. I watched the first time. I'm like, oh, man, I got hooked on another series.
By the way, oh, my God, I forgot to mention this. Troy sent me an email a couple days ago. you know, obviously, y'all heard me talk about the is this cake? So he sent me this TikTok, and I'm just like, what the hell is this? Oh, no, it was obviously. Is this
Did any of them fool you?
No, I mean, come on, man.
They were very obvious, like third grader made cakes.
I know. It's like, it's an egg. And then you could tell it's like, oh, man. I was like, hey, man, don't be messing with it. Is this cake? Don't knock it till you try it. It was horrible, man.
It was bad.
It was bad. I know. I got that. I was like, what did Troy send me? I was like, wait, did he get? Oh, no, this is a is this cake reference. Oh,
yeah, I saw that and I immediately thought of you. I was like, oh.
Hey, man, don't knock it till you try it. You know, back to the Hulu thing that you mentioned. Hulu be dropping some shows sometimes that you least expect it, and it comes up on your main menu. You're like, oh, what the heck is this about? And, yeah, man. So I didn't even hear about that show. So
yeah, I just happened to be going through Hulu, and it popped up on there. And I'm like, oh, well, let's try it. It's a Hulu original series, but it's filmed in South Korea, and it's all in Korean with subtitles.
Ah, okay. All right, Hulu, just sneak one in there.
Hulu?
It's because they know. They're like, what did you say? You said that you were going to go back to YouTube. Here we go and throw a show that you like.
Give him Moving. Give him a little bit of that.
So a superhero that we got to recognize, and I don't even think he is really a superhero, but somebody made this observation where they said, obviously, with the status of superhero movies and where they've been going as of late, you know, they've obviously had kind of their, you know, there are ups and downs. I mean, there's been some good movies, but nothing stellar. And I think everybody is chasing the Endgame, obviously, because it was such a big movie. But somebody made a note that they said, really, the person they need to hire is Seth Rogen. So I didn't realize this. Seth Rogen is behind. He's the mastermind behind The Boys.
Yep.
Apparently, he has another superhero project that's in the works. He is also responsible for the Ninja Turtles movies, which seem to be picking up really good steam when it comes to just getting the awareness out there. And then I believe there's a cartoon on Hulu that he's also executive producing that is also getting a lot of buzz from people. And it's obviously based on superheroes and stuff. So they said, is it time to go to Seth Rogen and say, hey, do we start a bidding war to say, hey, do you want to come to Marvel or do you want to come to DC? Because he might be onto something, because The Boys right now is just extremely popular for
and
Amazon.
There's a spinoff Prime. Coming.
Yeah. So is this time for people to say, hey, who does he want to go to? So
the Roganverse.
Right? Like, do we get that? But should DC and Marvel be looking out? Because James Gunn, obviously, but I mean, is the next guy Seth Rogen?
He's got the comedic chops, and obviously he's connected everywhere. He knows just about everybody in Hollywood, so that might not. And he's going to do at least one voice in every one of his movies.
So I mean, it might not
be a bad choice.
But look at his—he was in the Mario Brothers movie, right? He was Donkey Kong. But then to turn around and then use that same voice and be in the Ninja Turtles and still, like, I'm not watching Ninja Turtles. By the way, great movie. I just got to throw it out. I got a chance to see it. Great movie. But I'm not thinking of Donkey Kong when I'm watching Ninja Turtles. It's like, as much as everyone recognizes his voice, it kind of takes you to that universe.
It's not like he changes his voice at all. It's just he's got some kind of magic he sprinkles or something, and people don't realize it. Oh, is that the same guy?
It's something about it, but then it's like, I don't know. And then you can just call up your buddy Ice Cube and John Cena and say, hey, do you guys want to be in this animated Ninja Turtle movie that is definitely going to take off?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Cera. I want to see Michael Cera in a superhero movie.
I mean, I think he's the guy right now that could probably take these, because, you know, obviously we're looking for something unique, something that's going to spark back that interest back. I mean, not that there's not interest, don't get me wrong, I know we love our storylines, but to those new fans, how do you bring in someone else? And is Seth Rogen the guy they need to call on?
Yeah, that like I said, Michael Cera, Danny McBride.
Oh my God. Seen
all those guys in one big.
How has he gotten his troop to do a superhero movie? Because that would seem awesome. That, who else? Obviously, Jonah Hill. I mean, you can throw Jonah Hill.
Oh, I forgot there. About Jonah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just quite a few. I think he's the guy that you need to go for, because honestly, I would not be shocked if The Boys ends up with a movie deal and shocks a lot of people in the future. I mean, it's just it's possible.
Yeah, Boys might be rated R, maybe rated 1X for the violence.
But look how many people are excited for Deadpool being rated R. Like, it's crazy, though. So why wouldn't – I don't know. I think Seth Rogen could beat a lot of people to the punch if they brought him on.
Yeah, whoever thought of that is genius, because I didn't even enter my mind. But, yeah, he does produce a lot of stuff. It's successful.
Yeah. So. And, but we never think about it because we're just stuck with it. That was pretty good, by the way.
Yeah. You hit it nailed on right there.
You really did, huh? You know, it's the cup of coffee that I had today. It really brought out my inner Seth Rogen. By the way, I'm trying to make sure I don't say Joe Rogan, because I want to keep saying Joe Rogan. That's a totally
don't want a movie with him.
No, not him. We want Seth Rogan, not Joe.
Fear Factor was enough of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he could stay at UFC and podcasting, whatever else he's doing. But Seth Rogan, DC, Marvel, that's the guy. I think that's the guy right now. Just like how Fargo is the guy. Seth, I think, is another one.
Yeah, maybe DC will grab him, but they got James Gunn. I don't know. That's wow.
There's some heavy hitters, man.
Maybe an independent will pick him up, like Valiant or something, because Bloodshot is, Valiant has good characters, good stories. They can't seem to put a movie worth of crap on the screen.
So if you go get this guy,
maybe.
A third competitor will now enter into the war against comic book movies. It could be fascinating, guys. But yeah, no, I came across that, and just the way that they broke it down, I'm just kind of like, damn, I would have never really thought. Because you just, like I said, he's a laugh and a funny guy. But no, this is.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
When you make it happen. If they want to stay up to date with you, how can they connect with you on the socials?
We're all over interwebs. We got Insta, Meta, Twitter. Wait a minute. It's X now. Yeah.
Yeah, X.
Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok.
Hey, are you sad that Mark and Elon aren't going to duke it out in an octagon?
I mean, who really thought that was going to happen? Elon's a blowhard.
I think Mark was taking it serious, because he was out there training with real UFC fighters. I think the other one was just blowing smoke.
I saw some videos of Zuck, and I wouldn't want to fight him. He's got some skills.
He's training with Stylebender, who is a UFC champion. And Elon is trying to decide, hey, man, do I name it Twitter? Do I name it X?
Yeah, Elon's getting sued, and, you know, they're making him take down all of his new signs from his buildings because he didn't have permission.
Did you see those pictures?
Yes.
Come on, man. Like, why are you making the signs? So, like, imagine if you lived across the street from their headquarters. It's like, no. why are you blinding me with this big light up X?
And why go with X? Your URL is still twitter.com. So why go by X?
I don't know. But like we mentioned last week, for those that buy X Premium, there's a lot of Hudson's in trouble. you can catch me on the Facebook Hot 103's Big Show on Instagram. You can catch me there. Joey on the FM, Big Show FM, and then on Tiki Talkie, Joey on the FM. You guys can catch me there. And don't forget to get your tickets, LasCrucesComicCon.com. It is happening this weekend. Troy, we wish you all the luck this weekend.
I'm going to need it. Thank you.
We want to see you smile, not crying. Okay.
Yes. I'd like to do this again next year, so I hope everybody shows up.
Oh, man. So, guys, go out there, have some fun. And Troy, I was trying to think of something catchy to, like, was it say, vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
Something. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.